Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving? Let Him hear your voice of thanks. 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 We give you praise. We honor your name. We adore you. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat by thy heads. Let us pray together. Can we just thank Him and thank Him and thank Him? Just thank Him. We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord. We honor your name. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your right hand and let's pray. Say, I am blessed. I didn't hear you say, I am blessed. Say, I may not feel it. I may not see it. I may not think it. But according to the word of God, I am blessed. Can I say, I am blessed? I may not look it. I may not feel it. I may not think it. But I am blessed. Can I hear you decree? I am blessed. I am blessed. Say, all things are working for my good. Everything is working for my advantage. Mercy is speaking for me. I am blessed. I may not feel it. I may not think it. I may not look it. I may not see it. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I begin to feel it. I begin to see it. I begin to experience it. I begin to look it. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I begin to see it. I begin to experience it. I begin to look it. I begin to feel it. I am blessed. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We glorify your name. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of the enemy. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me,
Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of the enemy. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah. Can we repeat it? Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah. Olubeja. malakada. Ilelelele bokoria na makada labab. Idebele bokoria malaba zitaka. Ekele bokoria malaba. Eria na 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 makaria. Eberi bebebebebebe bokoria malaba. Azata kada labakaria. Eri bebebebebebe bokoria. Aria zata da makada. Beninita, Kerlo Bonita, Tioba, Donshanu Fumi. Thank you. Eni Aibati, Benimio, Biko Shevo, Honor to Ladara, Aye. For being on my side, Mandala Bagaria Badebojita. Lift your right hand and let's pray to God. Every agenda, every plan of the enemy concerning my life, let them fail. They begin to fail. They fail. Every agenda, every plan of the enemy against me concerning my life, they fail. Every agenda of the enemy against my life, fail. Every agenda of the enemy concerning my life, against my life, fail. Every agenda of the enemy against my life, let them fail. Let the agenda fail. Let the agenda fail. Every agenda of the enemy concerning my life, fail. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of the enemy.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olumide.
We thank you. Have your seat, but I heard every strap of the enemy, you shall not fall into it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Every plan, every agenda, every work, every act of darkness against your life, prepared into your future, let them begin to fail in the name of Jesus. Anyone that the enemy is having an upper hand in your life today, let them fail in the name of Jesus. thank you for not giving me the wishes
of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for not giving me to the wishes
of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for not giving me to the wishes
of my enemies. Thank you
for fighting my battles
for me, Jehovah.
Every work of witchcraft in your life, let them crumble in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever belongs to you that is in a satanic pot, in a satanic cauldron, let them be broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic cauldron, satanic pot, I sign against you. Thank you for not giving me
to the wishes of my enemies. Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah.
Every satanic pot, satanic cauldron, with your name in it, I sign against you. With anything representing you in it, let the pot be broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. For everyone whose hands are lifted up, let the Lord arise, deliver you from the government of the wicked, deliver you from the rule of the evil, deliver you from any evil taskmaster under which you are laboring. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for not giving me
to the wishes of my enemies.
Thank you for fighting my battles
for me, Jehovah.
We cover you with the blood of Jesus. Every agenda, every plan against you and your family, let the plan backfire by fire. In the name of Jesus, before you, the Lord deliver you. The Lord help you. The Lord make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord fight your battles. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. Thank you for not giving me
the wishes of my enemies.
Thank
you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah.
Can I hear your voice? Thank you for not giving me to the wishes
of my enemies. Oh Lord,
thank you for fighting my battles. For me,
oh,
thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies.
Thank you,
thank you for fighting my battle, Jehovah. Thank you for not giving me to the wishes
of my enemies.
Thank thank you for fighting my battles.
Oh, Lord,
thank you for not giving me to the wishes of my enemies. Oh, thank you for fighting my battles. Oh, Jehovah. Can we sing for the last time? Let's go. Thank you. Give it me. Have your seats. Genesis 49. We have been looking at the prophetic blessing. And we have used the blessing of Jacob on his children as for an explanation of what a prophetic blessing is. It decreed things into their life. It was an impartation. It came to pass even into their future. So, what is spoke concerning each man was what their children experienced later. In fact, up till when they did not have the land, it was decreeing the land where they would stay for all of them. And when they got to the promised land, it when Joshua was allocating the land was allocated in the same way. The prophetic blessings works. You know, in Africa, we talk so much about generational curses. But there are generational blessings. Are you here? And that's why we tell you to break curses and receive blessings so that your children will not suffer what you are suffering. So that your prayer point will be the praise report of your children. Last week, we started looking at Judah, and I remember telling you that Judah was the first person blessed among them. And after the blessing was released on Judah, almost every other person that came after him were blessed. But Reuben, Simeon, and Levi were not blessed. We look into why Judah was blessed, and we discover that he committed the same sin and atrocity like all of them. The mercy spoke for him. But today also, I want to show you one of the secrets of Judah. And then we pray the prayers of Judah and see where we can get to. This might be one of the reasons. This might be the reason why Judah was blessed and not cursed. Genesis 46, 28. Genesis 46, 28. When Joseph called the father to come after he has revealed himself to his brothers and asked them to go and bring the father. Look at what happened. Let's read together. He had sent Judah
ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him in Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Remember, they have seen their brother, they have confessed, they have made up. Go and bring my father. The father needed to send somebody to make the arrangement with Joseph for Goshen. At this time, he has not blessed or called them. He did not call Reuben. He did not call Simeon. He did not call Levi. It was Judah that he called to go first and make a way. What is it about Judah that the father saw when they needed somebody to go first to prepare the way, somebody to go to the uncharted land? It was Judah that was called. Let's go on. Numbers 7, 11 to 12. Numbers chapter 7, verses 11 to 12. And the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offerings, one chief each day, for the dedication of the altar. Okay, verse 12. He who offered his offering the first day was who? Nashon, the son of Aminadab, of the head. The father was no longer there. When God gave the command, it was Judah that responded first. Give the offering one per day. Who came first? Judah. Judah. See, people might be making fun of you because of your zeal, but the result will soon come out. I tell you, the result will soon come out. Check throughout the Bible. Judah was always the first to do everything. Let's check again. Judges chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Now, let's read together. After the death of Joshua, the people of Israel inquired of the Lord, who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? And the Lord, said, put that the King James for me, if it's possible. Who shall go first? Who? Judah. 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 And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into Israel. Remember, we decreed last week that we are Judah. You are the first to do everything godly. Judah does not wait to say, let them go and try first in case something happens. Judah always goes first. Judges 2018. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of the Lord and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? Oh yeah, let's look at that. And the Lord said, well, you know, even in church already, some people are reading like Judah. Some are quiet. People want the blessings of Judah without the curses of Judah. Can we together? And the Lord said, lift up your right hand, let's pray. Say, I am Judah. I go first. I come first. I am Judah. I am Judah. I am Judah. I am Judah. I go first. I come first. I'm choosing first. Always choosing. In the name of Jesus, I am Judah. I am Judah. I go first. I come first. I arise first. I enjoy first. I have first. In the name of Jesus, I am Judah. I have preeminence. I go first. I have first. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Say, I am Judah. I go first. The blessings of the first. let it come upon me. I receive the blessing of Judah. I receive the blessing of Judah. I receive the blessings of Judah. I receive the blessings of Judah. I receive the blessings of Judah in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me tell somebody, be Judah. Be the first person to encourage. Be the first person to give. Be the first to apologize. Be the first to arise. Be the first to do it. Be Judah. Tell somebody, be Judah. What's the meaning of the name Judah? I told you last week. What's the meaning of the name Judah? Praise. Always let praise go first in your life. You should know me by now. Praise will always go first before me. It's not possible. Praise will always go first. Praise should always go first when you arise. That is what gives you preeminence in life. Now, let's go back to the blessing of Judah and pray with it. Genesis 49, 8 to 12. Genesis 49, 8 to 12. Judah, thou art he. Change it to ESV or New King James. New King James or ESV. Judah, no, verse 8. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down before you. I think this was where we ended last week. We handled this last week. But lift your hand on, let's continue. Say, I am enthroned and all bow before me. Say, I am given the position of honor and all bow before me. I am elevated and all bow before me. I am appointed and all bow before me. Can I pray? I am honored and all bow before me. I am enthroned and all bow before me. I am Judah. I am enthroned. All bow before me. I am Judah. I am elevated. All bow before me. I am Judah. I am honored. All bow before me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are not praying as if you understand the blessing. It was everything their father said that came to pass. It is everything you say that will come to pass. Hello. But you know sometimes you say for saying sake, they don't come to pass. You say it from within you. Can I say, I am Judah. I am enthroned. All bow before me. Can we pray? All bow, all bow, all bow, all bow, all bow, all bow before me. I am Judah. I am enthroned and all bow before me. 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 I am Judah. I am enthroned. And all bow before me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's continue. Verse 9. Verse 9. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched like a lion. And as a lioness, who dare rouse him? I am Judah. Who dare challenge me? I am Judah. Who dare rise up against me? Lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, I am Judah. I am a lion. I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Anything rolling against me, anything arising against me, I destroy, I destroy. I am a lion, I destroy, I destroy, I destroy. I am Judah, I am Judah, I am Judah, I am Judah, I am a lion. Oh, bow before me. Whatever is challenging me, they are destroyed, 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 they are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are a lion. It will not get to a time They are the lion will eat grass. Stop behaving like a goat. See, sometimes the lion doesn't run before he eats. He just appears. He roars. There will never be famine, and the lion will eat grass. Nigeria will not be terrible that you will start begging. It is not possible. Hello, are you there? A lion does not beg. You are a lion. Are we here? I am Judah. I am a lion. I am a lion. I am Judah. I am lion. Anything challenging my authority, anything arising, arising against me, let them bow. Let them be destroyed. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. I arise as a lion. 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 In the name of Jesus, I arise as a lion. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you say with me, say, I am a lion. I conquer all that is before me without fail. Can I conquer? I conquer all that is before me without fail. I am a lion. I conquer all that arises against me without fail. I am a lion. I am a lion. I am Judah. I am a lion. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Can I say, I am Judah? I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Say, I prevail only. Say, I prevail only. Did you hear what I said? That means for you, there are no options. I prevail only. You know, sometimes I come and tell you yes or yes. I don't ask you yes or no. Because no is not an option. For Judah, losing is not an option. He's a lion. He prevails only. The lion is not the biggest. It is not the strongest. But he's the most confident. He's the most daring. The lion is the animal that believes in himself more than any other animal. It is not the fastest. The cheetah is. It is not the biggest. The elephant is. But all of them run for me because he's the only one that believes totally in his capacity. You are Judah. Are you Judah? Are you Judah? Say, I am Judah. I belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. I prevail only. I prevail only. I prevail at all times. I prevail. I prevail. I prevail. I prevail only. I prevail only. Say, I am Judah. I overcome every circumstance. I overcome every situation. I overcome in every circumstance. I overcome in every situation. I am Judah. I am Judah. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I say, I'm Judah? I overcome every situation, every circumstance, every opposition, every competition. I am Judah. I am Judah. I overcome every opposition, every competition. I overcome every negativity. I am Judah. I shall not bow. I shall not go low. I am Judah. I confess. I confess. I am Judah. I am Judah. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Judah had what we call the anointing for conquest. A lion never loses. Never. A lion always conquers. That's why Jesus was compared to a lion. For you to understand how it is. And you belong to him. In your DNA is a conquering force. You don't lose. What they call losses is a lesson. You arise again and continue. That's why I say the righteous can fall 7 times. The game and the battle is over when you say it is over. Have you not fought somebody smaller than you? And whenever you beat him, he keeps coming. One day you now say, I beg, I'm tired. The battle is not to the strong. The battle is to the persistent, consistent. Devil says they tire. If you don't give up, he will give up. You are a lion. Are you here? You are a lion. You don't give up. You rest. You arise again. Did you hear me? You rest. You arise again. You are Judah. Therefore we come by the scepter of Judah. Every battle you are losing, today marks the end of that battle. 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 In the name of Jesus. Give me verse 10. Give me verse 10. Give me verse 10. I love verse 10. This speaks more about Jesus Christ. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience. You remember, he was not the firstborn. There was Reuben, there was Simeon, there was Levi. See, some people in your family, maybe you are 8 and you are number 6. You know, there are some numbers that nobody recognizes. They remember first, last. Maybe second, first and second. Second to the last and last. Everybody caught in the middle. You are just one of them. That was how Judah was. But he was the one that was chosen. They look at him as insignificant. They don't even remember him sometimes. But he's a choice of it all. I have good news for you. The scepter shall not depart from you. In the name of Jesus. Put it on the screen. Let's read together again. Let's go. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. What is a scepter? What is a scepter? Staff of office. Staff of authority. It shall not depart from Judah. Up to tomorrow, Jesus from the tribe of Judah is still the King of kings and the Lord of all. No democracy. He did not contest for any election. You cannot impeach him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. It shall not. When he was speaking to Judah, he was seeing Jesus coming. See, listen to me. The blessings of God that it is only you that enjoy is too small. The blessings of God are always trans and multi-generational. That remembers mercy unto 1,000 generations of them that love him. The blessing upon Abraham, his children are still enjoying it today. They are in the midst of the enemy. Nobody can conquer them. Take this blessing serious. 2080. 2140. I don't know if you'll be alive at that time. But there will be somebody that came from your lineage. If Jesus has not come, that your prayer today will affect their lives. Are you here? That is the power of the blessings. And that's why we say it's a prophetic blessing. Abraham, your children shall be like the multitude. When he was dying, how many children did he have? 8. Ishmael. Isaac. The 6 children of Keturah. Midian and all those things. 8. At the time he was dying, if he was not a man of faith, he would say, oh God, maybe you promised to give me multitude. I'm 8 now. The blessing is not for you alone. In your loins are generations that have not been born. That was why they say, when Abraham paid tithe, Levi paid also. At that time, Levi was in Abraham. The blessing of today, your generations yet unborn shall enjoy it. In the name of Jesus. It depends on you. It depends on you. The scepter shall not depart. Hello, are we here? Are we here? The scepter shall not depart. The authority shall not depart. We can change that to many things and decree life into our generation. Are we here? You have the authority to lift your hands up. Let's pray. If I were you, I would stand up. Say, the scepter shall not depart from my family. The authority shall not depart
from my family. Wealth shall not depart from my family. Blessing shall not depart from my family. In the name of Jesus, can I hear you decree? Fruitfulness shall not depart from my family. Godliness shall not depart from my family. Righteousness shall not depart from my family. Spirituality shall not depart from my family. Ministry, following God, shall not depart from my family. Can you make that decree? Make that decree. Make that decree. Make that decree. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure you are praying for yourself? Are you sure you are not Ezekiah? That as far as everything is good during my time, anything can happen during the time of my children. Many people are praying like Ezekiah here. You are not praying like Abraham, who did not see the whole blessing. But up to today, his name is still being mentioned. Are there, how many Abrahams are in church today? Any Abraham? No, I want to know who your father called Abraham. Lift your hand, let's pray. Say, the scepter shall not depart from me. Say, kingship shall not depart from me. Rulership shall not depart from me. Authority shall not depart from me. Power shall not depart from me. Strength shall not depart from me. Position of honor shall not depart from me. Can you pray? Leadership, honor, kingship, rulership shall not depart from my house, from my home, from my leaders. It shall not depart. Authority, kingship, rulership, leadership shall not depart. Position of honor shall not depart from my family. The scepter shall not depart from me. I am Judah. The scepter. The scepter shall not depart. The scepter shall not depart. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's try it. You say, my name is Judah. Say, I am Judah. The scepter shall not depart from me. Can I say, I am Judah? I didn't hear you say, I am Judah. The scepter shall not depart from me. Remember, you are a soldier. Speak like a soldier. Say, I am Judah. The scepter shall not depart from me. You know, there is a way that people talk, and you know the person is not serious. There is a way people pray, and the devil knows this person is not serious. There is a way you talk, and the person knows you are serious. Say, I've never seen him speaking like this before. Let heaven know you are serious. Let hell know you are serious. Let God know you are serious. Let the devil know you are serious. Let your family know you are serious. Let the cause and the powers of your house know, of your father's house, know that you are serious. Are we here? Lift your right hand up. Say, I am Judah. Say, the scepter shall not depart from my family. Say, I am Judah. Kingship shall not depart from my family. Say, I am Judah. Rulership shall not depart from my family. I am Judah. Authority shall not depart from my family. I am Judah. Power shall not depart from my family. I am Judah. Strength shall not depart from my family. I am Judah. Position of honor shall not depart from my family. Can you pray for yourself? Can you make that decree? Call your children by name. Call them by name. Call your family name. I am Judah. 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 the scepter shall not depart in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put the scripture on the screen again. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Give me another translation, New King James. There's one with Lord Giver. New King James. Come on, Israel, let's go. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver, until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience. Listen to me attentively. Out of a church is supposed to come kings and lawgivers. House of Assembly, House of Representative, President, Governors, because we are Judah. But we have sold it to that place. Politics is dirty. It is dirty. Politics is one of the most important things in life apart from God. Politics will determine what you eat, in case you don't know. Do you know politics determines that when you give birth to a child, you must collect birth certificate? Do you know that politics determine that when somebody dies, you must collect birth certificate? Do you know politics determine that out of the money you make, you must contribute part to government? If you are not there, they will determine what will happen to you. They will come one day and say, churches can only meet for 1 hour. We saw it during COVID time. If you don't have executive power, you have lost it. Never will I want to hear from anybody again that politics is dirty. It might be dirty, but your own is not dirty. You are Judah. Are we here? Hello, are we here? The scepter shall not depart from Judah. A lawgiver, legislator. Isaiah 33:22. We pray. So, I don't want to hear, go and collect your PVC. It is late. It is somebody that does not understand politics that says, go and collect your PVC. Listen to me. If your politics end with collecting PVC, that means, if I'm in PDP, we can determine to give you a stupid person. You will vote the stupid person because you don't have an option. PVC gives you limited option. Join a political party to determine the choice that will come out of your party. If you are carrying PVC, we can choose whatever we want for you. Your options will be limited. Are we here in church? Some people are still looking like those days. You want to do politics, you have the blessing of a leadership of a church. Why? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver. Nor the lawgiver. Are we here? Some of you have been looking for a job for years. There is no one with scepter to create work for you. If there is no one with scepter to create work for you, the job you'll be getting will be end power. Which other one? What are the old one? Which one is Jonathan one? Shopee. Why? There is no scepter in the house. When there is scepter in the house, they give you letter to go to NNPC. They give you letter to go to CBN. They give you letter to go abroad. They look for a job abroad for you. People with the scepter determine things. People with PVC, now sure P, then they do. I'm telling you life. Hello, are we here? Are we here? It does not cost you anything to join a political party at your ward. Go to the meeting once in a while and go. Come, they know you there. One day, it will be your turn. If you are not interested in politics, you will be ruled forever. But the scepter shall not depart from Judah, and the lawgiver from their midst. Do you understand everything I've said? Do you understand everything I've said? Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say, in Nigeria, say, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from our midst. Say, yeah, oh Nigeria, we are Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from their midst. The lawgiver from their midst. The lawgiver will come out of us. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 33:22 that I asked for. I want us all to reach God. Let's go. For the Lord is our judge, is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king, and he will save us. Remember, the scepter, which is king, shall not depart from Judah. The lawgiver from Judah. If you go down and you look, let me quickly look at, is it verse? I'll get there next week. Verse 16. Look at verse 16. Look at verse 16. No, verse 16 of Genesis 49. What is that? He gave kingship and law given to Judah and gave churches. But the Lord himself is our king. He's our lawgiver, and he's our judge, and he's the one that will save us. So everything in God is giving us. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Do you know? Look at it now. Look at it. You can do election. 89 million people can do election. 7 people in Supreme Court can sit down and overturn that election by 89 million people. 7 people. Sometimes it is only one judge that will overturn what millions of people have done. That is why we have to be there. Are we here? Hello? That is why we have to be there. In your place of work, you must be part of the executive. You must be part of the people determining things. Why? The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Hello? Are we here? It's not all of us that will do politics. Some economy, in business, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. In economy, the scepter shall not depart. In the military, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. And who is Judah? You are Judah. Are you here? Rulership is yours. Kingship is yours. Are we here? You must be at the top. He said you'll be the head and not the tail. Do we understand what I'm saying? Some people are too spiritual than the Pope. And that is why they are suffering. We are telling them what will change their life. They are frowning. 3 days, 4, 5 days there, they will come and want to borrow money. Because they don't understand headship. Put your hand upon your head. Say, I will rule. I will reign. I will prevail. Wherever I am, whatever I do, I rule, I reign, I prevail, my children rule, my children prevail, my children reign. Say, none of us shall be a slave. Say, from today, no more slavery, 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 no more slavery. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I want to give you 2 minutes. Lift your right hand up and say, I am Judah. Decree into your life. Lift your hand. Just decree into your life. Decree into your life. I am Judah. 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 Can I pray like Judah? I am Judah, I am Judah. I am Judah, I am Judah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. One of the challenges we have is that when we teach some things, they are too good to be true. They are too big. Because you look at your present circumstance. But I need to remind you that when Joseph was blessing them, they were all nothing. Some of them were not as good as you are now. But the blessing spoke for them. The blessing brought impartation. The blessing was prophetic. And it came to pass in their life. Therefore, hear me and hear me well. Everything you have decreed today, in your own lifetime, let them come to pass. In the name of Jesus. What you have decreed today, in the life of your children, let them come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Kingship shall not depart from you. You are Judah. You will always be the first. In the name of Jesus. You are Judah. The scepter shall not depart from you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. In your line of business, you will always be the first. You will always be the best. You always have kingship. You always have rulership. In the name of Jesus. In your office, you are Judah. Begin to reign. Receive a new promotion. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Greater things. Your expectations are met. Enter into a new phase of your destiny. In the name of Jesus, everything about you will end in praise. You are Judah. You go first. You come first. You receive first. You act first. In the name of Jesus, the preeminence of the first is given unto you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you for coming. Please, we want to attend to you at that part of it. Can we appreciate her as she goes? Thank you. March 5 is our prayer retreat. 6 hours, 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Please prepare and be there. Let's pray for 6 hours. Remember, I keep saying it. The only way to know and to learn how to pray is to pray. It's not to hear things about prayer. You can hear many things about prayer and not pray. But the only way you pray is to join people praying. So please, let's see you at the prayer retreat as we pray. Can you stand up like Judah and let's take the confessions? Can we lift our right hand up and praise him? Let's just thank him. Say, I am Judah and I brought my praise. I bring my praise. I lift your name on high. I bless you. I glorify you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, may the praise of God not depart from your mouth. In the name of Jesus, can you make it a covenant, a commitment, that no matter what, his praise shall continually be in your mouth. Judah shall continually be in your mouth. Are we in church? Can we take the confession and close? In 2022, God's incredible, explosive, overcoming blessing will overshadow, overwhelm, and overtake every area of my life. Mercy is speaking for me. His favor is surrounding me. His hand is mighty upon me. I have divine direction, divine guidance, divine plans, and I'm pregnant with strategic plans. I will receive God-made opportunity and Kairos moments. Increase is coming my way. Therefore, I receive divine connection, divine income, supernatural wealth, and I live debt-free. Double blessing is over my family, children, career, and business. The Lord is giving me double for my trouble. The Lord will endow me with knowledge, understanding, insight, and wisdom. My success story shall be unending. My health uninterrupted. Goodness and mercy will be my constant companions. Angels have become my bodyguard. I speak blessings, breakthroughs, joy, peace, favor, goodness, victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I soar to new spiritual, professional, social, economic, and national heights greater than I ever dreamt, imagined, or thought humanly possible. This year, my spouse, my children, and I are for signs and wonders. and we walk in perfect health. The Lord is my source, my provider, my sustainer and deliverer. I make chance right. My path shines brighter and brighter. The light of God shines on my path. The life of God breathes on my spirit. The face of God shines on my life. The abundance of God shines on my account. The hand of God rests on my work. The favor of God surrounds me. I shall not weep. I shall not cry. I shall not mourn. I shall not sorrow. I shall not gnash my teeth. I declare I am healthy, wealthy, and covered in the righteousness of God. This year, I succeed. I progress. I overcome. I prosper. My Savior, my Comforter and King is giving me strength and power to resist the fiery darts of the powers of darkness. No matter what I go through this year, only good will come out of it. Life is happening for me. Better, stronger, greater, brighter, healthier, wealthier, finer, taller, brighter you. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.